Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. Hey guys, welcome back to Theory of Pets. My name is Samantha. This week I want to talk with you guys about adopting senior pets. This is a time of year, you know, it's winter, it's colder out, we're getting into springtime. It's a very popular time of year for people to be thinking about adopting a dog. Maybe they have those winter blues, a little bit depressed. They're thinking about getting out, getting a new friend. Maybe they lost a dog over the year last year, and now, you know, the new year's beginning. It's time to maybe fill that hole that's missing. There are tons of people that think about getting animals this time of year because the weather is starting to get nicer. If you live somewhere like me, I live in Maine. We're not into spring quite yet, but we're getting there, and it's time to start thinking about, you know, a great time to adopt a new pet. Winter is such a hard time because it's so cold outside. There's snow. You don't want to try and potty train a puppy when it's cold and snowy. If you get a cat and you want it to be an outdoor cat, you know, you don't want them to have to acclimate to the winter weather. So now is the time when a lot of people are thinking about adopting pets, and adopting senior pets is such a huge, huge, wonderful thing to think about and to do. And a lot of people overlook it. When people think about adopting, they think about puppies and kittens. They don't think about seniors. And there are so many benefits to adopting senior pets that I think people just don't realize. So as we're thinking about springtime, and, you know, we hear some friends and family members talking about maybe going out to look for pets, or they're currently right now, they're shopping around for shelters or rescues or breeders looking for new animals. I thought this would be a great time to talk about adopting senior pets and the benefits of that. You know, the greatest benefit, in my opinion, is there's no guessing when it comes to an adult dog or an adult cat. You know what size they're going to be. You know what their coat is going to look like. You know all kinds of different things. Their temperament. You know, you can tell that sometimes with younger pets. You know, take, for example, a puppy or a kitten. They have a lot of energy. Are they going to keep that energy through a good portion of adulthood? Are they going to lose a lot of that energy? You know, is it something that, you know, they're just going to be a puppy for a year or two, or, you know, a kind of a spazzy kitten for a year or two, and then they're going to settle down? You know, there are adult cats in shelters. A lot of people think that adult cats are lazy. When you kind of think of an adult cat, you typically think of them lounging in the sun, relaxing. And certainly that's what a lot of cats do, but some adult cats love still to play and to be very active. We have two adult cats that are outdoor cats. They come inside to eat and to sleep. They sleep inside at night and stuff, but they spend a lot of time outside during the day, and they're active, very active. They're hunters. They're senior cats. One's 10 and one's 12, and they're still very active outside. So, you know, would they be the same if they were inside all the time? I don't know. But if you adopted them from a shelter at that age, you would be able to tell, you know, what that temperament's like. It's really important, especially with dogs. You know, you can tell, are they hyperactive, or are they going to be more mellow? So there's no guessing when you adopt a senior dog. You also know that the animal is likely already trained to some degree. It's more likely than not that they're going to be house trained. If they're a cat, it's likely that they either know how to use the bathroom outside if they were an outside cat before, or they're litter box trained. That's very, very common with cats. And, you know, with dogs, most of the time they're already house trained, or they're trained at least to go in a litter box, a dog litter box, or on puppy pads or something like that. So most of the time they're already house trained. You don't have to worry about trying to train them and do that. And as far as just training, most animals are already, like a cat is already going to know his name. They might come, you know, over when you call them over. Training doesn't go so much with cats, but with dogs, you know, they're already trained most of the time. If you adopt a senior pet, they already have a few basic commands. They should probably already know sit, maybe lay down. They might know their name recall if the shelter knows the name that they had previously. So, you know, training is usually typically a lot easier. Along with that, my the third reason that I would say is a huge pro for adopting senior dogs, you can teach old dogs new tricks. And the same goes for cats. You know, there might be a cat in the shelter that he is lazy and he's maybe a little bit overweight. And when you bring him home, you can get him some toys and get active and spend some time with him, you know, and bring out those new things. In the same way with dogs, you know, if you have an older dog, if you adopt an older dog, if all they know is sit or they don't maybe come to the shelter with a name, maybe they're a drop off and nobody shared the name with them, you know, it's a lot easier to train a calmer dog that is going to focus on the training than it is to train a hyperactive little puppy. So even if they're not trained, you know, my number two reason was that they are already trained. If they're not, it's going to be easier to train them. It might take a little bit more time just because they may have already picked up a bad habit or two, but they are trainable. You can certainly teach an old dog new tricks, and a lot of times they're much more focused and it's easier to train. The fourth reason that I have is because that puppy energy or that kitten energy is gone. A lot of people, you know, you think about playing with a puppy or, you know, waving one of those cat toys around for a little kitten and having them play, and isn't it wonderful, isn't it exciting? It is, and it's great, and nothing against that, because we have also adopted puppies and kittens and we do love them and we do love to play with them. But at the same time, you know, that newness kind of wears off after the first week or two, and it becomes an annoyance more than anything else. You know, when you come home from work or a long day and you just want to sit down, relax on the couch with your canine or feline companion, you don't want to have a puppy in your face, dropping a ball, wanting to play fetch, wanting to play tug. And the other thing is, if you come home and you do relax and you do have a younger animal, a lot of times if you won't play with them, they're going to find something to entertain themselves. And that's when they start chewing your belongings, chewing your furniture. Cats may start scratching at things or getting into stuff, knocking things over. You know, that curiosity sort of takes over. So if you're adopting a senior pet, you don't have to deal with that. You have a dog that's going to be a little bit happy to see you. They're going to have a little bit of energy when you first come home. You can take them out, go for a quick walk, let them do their business outside. And when you come in, it's time to relax. It's time to enjoy some time together. They're kind of built-in companions and snugglers, and you don't have to deal with all that extra energy that younger pets have. Number five goes right along with this, and number six as well, no chewing. So like I just said, you're past that teething phase. You know, kittens, they're so curious, they get into everything. We our littlest kitten Elsa, we rescued her about 3 months ago. She was about 8 months old when we got her, and we thought she was a little bit older, you know, so maybe she was done with things. But for some reason she would chew on, because cats, kittens teeth just like dogs do, they have teeth growing in, they need to teeth. She would chew on the corner of everything, the corner of my daughter's notebooks for school. She ruined a couple of picture frames. She chewed the corners of picture frames and dented them with her cat teeth. She chewed on the corner of our coffee table. She climbed onto the top and kind of gnawed on the corner. So you have all these little puncture holes from her teeth. So you don't think maybe about kittens chewing, but they do, and they also, you know, their curiosity kind of gets the best of them. They're knocking picture frames off walls. They're climbing on things, climbing up curtains, climbing onto shelves, knocking down little knickknacks and things. And puppies, you know, they're getting into stuff too. They're chewing. They're trying to occupy themselves. You don't get that when you adopt a senior dog. And along with that, my number six reason for adopting senior dogs is the sleep. You don't have to worry about missing out on sleep, because senior pets love sleep as much as you do. At nighttime, they've had a long day. They're ready to curl up on the end of your bed or climb into their dog bed and go to sleep. And they will typically sleep all night, and you don't have to worry about those middle of the night bathroom breaks. You don't have to worry about a crazy nocturnal cat running through your house. We have had kittens that, oh my goodness, in the middle of the night, it would jump you right out of bed. You would hear banging and crashing. They would chase each other around. and it was just terrible. You're up in the middle of the night corralling kittens, or you're up in the middle of the night taking puppies outside to go to the bathroom, or you can't sleep in the morning because at 4 o'clock in the morning your puppy's up, he went to the bathroom, and now he's awake and ready for the day. So if you don't stay up and entertain him, he's going to be chewing your stuff. You have kittens that are the same way. They get up, they're crazy at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. So you can sleep when you have senior dogs. That is a huge benefit for me and anyone else that enjoys sleep. I'm a mother. I have children. Sleep is hard to come by in my house. When I do get the chance to sleep, I do not want to be woken up by young animals that are rowdy or need a bathroom break. I enjoy our older dogs that sleep. I enjoy our older cats that sleep. It's wonderful. So that is number six. Number seven is actually, I think I'm on to number eight. I'm not sure, I lost count now. But anyway, my final reason for adopting senior dogs is that there is a very good chance that you are saving a life when you adopt a senior pet. Senior pets are notorious for staying in shelters for long periods of time. They are notorious for staying in shelters until they need to be euthanized because people don't look at them the same way that they look at the puppies and the kittens. They don't look at them as an exciting new family member. They look at a senior dog, oh, he's old, he's not going to be around for a lot longer. You know, they look at senior cats and just think they're not going to do anything but lay around our house. Look at flip those things around and look at the pros of that. You might adopt a senior dog that's 7 or 8 years old and he might live to be 12 or 15. You may have another 7 or 8 years left with this dog. You know, senior cats, the same way, they might be 10 or 12. Those cats could live to be 20 years old. So you may have another 8 or 10 years with these cats. And, you know, when you look at them and think, oh, that cat's just going to be lazy. Animals don't act the same way in shelters as they would in your house. If you want a cat that's going to be energetic, that's going to chase toys around, if you want to maybe sprinkle a little bit of catnip and watch them play, if you want to use one of those like toys on a stick that you can shake around and get your cat to play, chances are, even if you adopt an older cat, once you bring them home and they have more space to move around, they have family that loves them and cares about them, they have access to toys and things like that, they're going to come out of their shell a little bit and they might be more active than they would be in the shelter. You know, senior dogs, you might think, well, I really want a dog that's going to go walking with me every day, or that's going to go hiking with me, or that's going to go, you know, to the dog park and play, or if you live near the water and you really want to take your dog down and let him swim every day, and that's kind of your idea, is to walk down to the water and let him swim and then walk back home. You know, there's no saying that senior dogs won't do that. There's certainly senior dogs that won't, but it's breed-based and it's health-based. It has nothing to do with their age. If you adopt a senior dog, like a bulldog, for example, that's a lazier breed, he's probably not going to want to go for a walk. But you know what? If you adopted a 2 or 3 year old bulldog, he's probably not going to want to go for a walk either. Same thing, you know, with health-wise. If you adopt a senior dog that's in good health, absolutely, he would probably love to walk or take hikes with you. You know, not super strenuous. I'm not talking about climbing mountains, but, you know, if you walk some local hiking trails, a senior dog would love to do that. They are going to be just as happy to be out there in the wilderness, being able to smell, getting exercise, and it keeps them young, moving their joints, you know, with walking. That helps to keep them young. It helps to keep them strong and continue, you know, the muscle growth. It's when senior dogs are left, or cats are left, to just lay around in a shelter where they start losing that motivation to want to do things like that. It doesn't mean that you can't bring that back out of them. So, you know, when you think about adoption and you think about a senior pet, don't just look at them and think, oh, they're going to be lazy, they're not going to want to do anything. They most certainly will want to do things with you. And chances are you're going to be saving a life, because everybody else is thinking the same thing that you are when they go into that shelter. That dog's not going to want to walk with me. That cat's just going to lay around all day. You know, a cat that lays around isn't a bad thing. A cat that lays around is going to want to lay next to you on the couch when you watch TV at night. A cat that lays around might want to sleep on your bed with you at night, might want to snuggle with you in the morning when you're, you know, sipping coffee and sitting in the rocking chair reading the paper. Whatever the case may be, you know, try and think about the pros to senior pets when you go into a shelter and you're looking for animals, because there are so many great things about adopting senior animals. And I'm not talking, you know, senior animals that are in their last stages of life. We're talking about senior animals that still have a lot of life left to give. There's nothing wrong with adopting a senior pet that only needs a home to go to be comfortable during those last few months or maybe year of their life. Absolutely. If you have the place in your heart to do that, that's a wonderful thing. But that's not what every senior pet is. A lot of senior pets still have a lot of love to give and a lot of life left to live. So when you're thinking about adopting, I highly encourage thinking about adopting senior dogs. Trust me when I tell you, we are a family who has raised puppies. We've raised kittens. Senior dogs are so much easier. So I just want to recap really quickly my 8 reasons for wanting to adopt senior pets or for encouraging people to adopt senior pets. One, there's no guessing about their size or their temperament, anything like that. You know what you're getting. Number two, they're probably already have a little bit of training. They're probably already housebroken. Number three, if they're not, you can teach an old dog new tricks. You can house train an old dog. You can still train a new dog to do new things or a new cat. So don't think that you can't. Number four, that puppy energy is gone. And along with that are 5 and 6, no chewing, no destroying your stuff. And you get to sleep. Number six, that's my favorite one. You get to sleep. They love to sleep as much as you do. Number seven, yes, and it is my final one. Sorry, I thought I had 8. I actually only have 7. You are helping to save a life. So remember that when you adopt a senior dog, instead of them spending the next few months in a shelter where they're going to be euthanized when nobody adopts them, or spending the rest of their life in a no-kill shelter, or living in a kennel with not a lot of one-on-one interaction, you are saving that dog's life. You're getting them out of a kill shelter, or you're getting them out of a no-kill shelter. You're bringing them into a home with a family that's going to love them and give them a good quality of life for the rest of their life. So if you guys have any questions on adopting senior pets or adopting pets in general, feel free to reach out to me. Of course, you can jump on our website, which is theoryofpets.com. You can leave any comments or questions there. Both you can record them in an audio file that I may use on future podcasts. You can also leave typed questions or comments there for me. You can email me at any time. My email is samantha@topdogtips.com, and I'm always happy to answer any questions. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts that you'd like to hear, go ahead and throw those out. Don't think anything's too crazy or going to be too hard for me to do. If I can't do it, I'm going to let you know. But for the most part, I can always find answers to your questions or experts in the field of, you know, whichever, whether it's dog toys or, you know, cat feline leukemia or any kind of topic that you think maybe I won't be able to find an expert to talk to. I usually can. So I love to hear those suggestions, guys. Keep them coming. Jump on iTunes if you don't mind. Leave a quick review for me. The more reviews that I can get, the easier it is for me to reach out to experts to talk to me, and the easier it is for me to promote the podcast. So I appreciate you guys listening, and I will see you back next time. Have a great day.